Babes in the Wood. Once upon a time, there lived two little children whose parents were ill unto death. They begged their brother to care for the two little ones as he would his own. The uncle promised he would be a father to them, but he soon began to scheme to possess the money the parents had left in his care for the children. He sent for two robbers and bargained with them to take the two babes into the woods and kill them. After going many miles into the woods, one of the robbers said,
"Let's not kill the little children. They never harmed us."
The other robber would not consent, so they came to blows. This frightened the children so much that they ran away and did not see the robbers again. They wandered on and on until they became so tired and hungry that at length they sat down at the foot of a tree and cried as if their hearts would break. The little birds heard them and began to trill sweet lullabies, which presently lulled them to rest. The birdies knew that the children would die of cold and hunger, so they covered them with leaves of crimson and brown and green. Then they told the angels in heaven the sad story of the lost babes, and one of the white-robed angels flew down to earth and carried both the little ones back to heaven, so that when they awoke, they were no longer tired and hungry, but were again with their dear mother. Snowdrop and Seven Little Dwarves. Once upon a time, there was a little princess called Snowdrop who had a cruel stepmother who was jealous of her. The queen had a magic mirror which could speak to her, and when she looked into it and asked who was the fairest lady in the land, the mirror told her she was, for she was very beautiful. But as Snowdrop grew up, she became still more lovely than her stepmother, and the mirror did not fail to tell the queen this. So she ordered one of her huntsmen to take Snowdrop away and kill her. But he was too tender-hearted to do this, and left the maiden in the wood and went home again. Snowdrop wandered about until she came to the house of seven little dwarves, and they were so kind as to take her in and let her live with them. She used to make their seven little beds and prepare the meals for the seven little men, and they were all quite happy, until the queen found out from her mirror that Snowdrop was alive still, for, as it always told the truth, it still told her Snowdrop was the fairest lady in the land. She decided that Snowdrop must die, so she dyed her face and dressed up like an old peddler, and in this disguise she went to the home of the seven little dwarves and called out,
"Laces for sale!"
Snowdrop peeped out of the window and said, "Good day, mother. What have you to sell?"
"Good laces, fine laces, laces of every colour."
And she held out one that was made of gay silk. Snowdrop opened the door and bought the pretty lace.
"Child," said the old woman, "you are a sight. Let me lace you properly for once."
Snowdrop placed herself before the old woman, who laced her so quickly and so tightly that she took away Snowdrop's breath and she fell down as though dead. Not long after, the seven dwarves came home, and they found that she was laced too tight and cut the lace, whereupon Snowdrop began to breathe and soon came back to life again. When the queen got home and found by asking her mirror that Snowdrop was still alive, she planned to make an end of her for good, so she made a poisoned comb.